Here with Peyton Manning just before this interview, I asked him, Peyton, how heavy is that trophy? And I wanted to ask you, all the way back when you started Payback, did you think it would lead to something like this? And how important was today for you, considering how many things you've won?
Well, it's very special, Chris, because of the man that it's named for, Bart Starr. It's had such an impact on so many communities, people, the NFL community. And really sorry he couldn't be here this morning due to some health problems. But he was here in spirit. And to have Coach Dungy, my old coach, present it to me meant a lot. And to have John Lynch, a former Bronco award winner, and Drew Brees and Steve Largent, Brent Jones, and some other former winners there meant a great deal. So, you know, there's so many players, you know, doing great things in the NFL, Brandon Marshall, Ben Garland, Von Miller, a couple just to name on the Broncos that are doing great things. And so it's nice to be honored for giving back to the community. It's something that's always been important to me.
You said during your speech how it touches you when you see how a child is impacted by whether it's what your teammates do, you do, or John Lynch does. Why children? Let's go back to when Payback started. And yeah, I think that's a big part of this, especially when you look at this trophy. I mean, there's children in the trophy.
Yeah, I think you try to pick a pick a cause that's important to you that maybe has had an impact on you. You know, some players have had, you know, something that impacted them as a young person that they want to give back to. And there's so many great causes. For me, yeah, you know, I had a very blessed childhood, great support from my family. And so I wanted to be able to, you know, try to provide some of that same type of support to children who maybe don't have life easy. And there's a lot of those out there, you know, in the four areas where the foundation touches, you know, Colorado, Tennessee, Louisiana, Indiana, the communities that have impacted me and Ashley. There's more kids in those areas than you could touch in a lifetime, but it doesn't keep you from trying. So that's what we've tried to do, and we feel we've helped, but there's plenty more out there to try to help.
Well, it's certainly a fun event and definitely a reason for you to come down here to Phoenix and accept. Of course, you'd love to be here for other reasons.
Sure.
We'll let you go at this. It's been a couple of weeks now. I have a chance to sit back and digest what happened. And you just said you hadn't made a decision yet, but how difficult is this right now? And the next couple of weeks, what do you think it'll be like for
you?
Well,
you know, I'm really kind of at peace, you know, about it. I feel, you know, gathering some information, having some conversations with some people that are important, like right. Joe Ellis, you know, John Elway, Coach Kubiak, they've all three been overwhelmed with, you know, trying to hire a staff and, you know, some of the NFL regulations on hiring staff people. So, you know, all three of those people have shared with me that they are not in a major rush to know something. So, you know, I kind of want to hurry up and know as well, but I still think, you know, there's some information that you still kind of like to gather, some thinking, some praying to do, and continue to do that. And hopefully have an answer, you know, pretty soon. I'm not interested in letting this linger, you know, for a long time. At the same time, I think it's important to be thorough in kind of the process and sort of digest everything.